attorneys gave their opening arguments today in the trial of a Hoonah man accused of killing two police officers in 2010. John Marvin Jr. faces murder and weapons charges in the deaths of Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokuoka of the Hoonah Police Department. The two were gunned down in front of Marvin's home in August 2010. KTOO reporter Matt Miller has been covering the trial and joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Lori.
Matt, describe the case that District Attorney David Brower laid out against John Marvin Jr.
Well, essentially what had happened, according to Brower, is that in August of 2010, two police officers, Tokuoka and Wallace, were gathering. They had basically a social gathering on Hoonah Street, and basically without any significant provocation, they were shot at from a home across the street. And both of them were killed, and Dave Brower believes that the resident of the house, John Marvin Jr., was the one responsible for killing them. Both Wallace and Tokuoka died as a result of their injuries. And as a result of the incident, state troopers, Juneau police, other officers from around Southeast ended up traveling to Hoonah to respond to the situation, and that it was roughly about a day before Marvin apparently surrendered.
What did defense attorney Eric Hedlund say in opening arguments to defend his client?
Essentially, his response was that a lot of the evidence that the prosecution was going to put on was going to be circumstantial, that the evidence would require that the jurors would have to infer that Marvin was, in fact, the shooter. Nobody actually saw him with the weapon or shoot at the two officers. So it was really, in Hedlund's view, it's really difficult for responsibility that you put on Marvin for shooting and killing the two officers.
Has John Marvin made any sort of a confession or a statement to police in the time leading up to trial?
Not that I am aware of. It's not something that I've been able to determine yet as of yet. But he has he has talked with officers, and he's tried to communicate with his attorney, but as far as any particular type of confession, that is not something that that has been brought up yet so far in court proceedings.
How long is the trial expected to last?
The trial is expected to last at least for the next week and a half, possibly into the end of next week. And Superior Court Judge David George is currently considering a possible Saturday session to hear witnesses and present evidence, which would be kind of rare for here in Junior Superior Court. But at this point, it's expected to last a total of 2 weeks into the end of next week.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt Miller is a reporter at KTOO covering the trial of John Marvin Jr., accused of killing two police officers in Hoonah in 2010.